This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What have you done here this morning, Joe?
You know, I will say this. That text machine stays undefeated. You just say something. I mentioned NBC and Telemundo. And somebody hit it right off the bat. Somebody.
Yeah, someone got it.
And you asked me, I go,
yeah,
I prefer to leave that little smoke show's name off the show.
I don't know how we got. How did we go down this road?
I don't know.
Oh, Wayne Newton.
I do want to say this. So the guy, listen, you do anything in my group at all, and you get called out and get your...
Are guys out there doing this, though?
Yeah.
That aren't, like, you know, in a daily Vegas show? Like, who's out there doing this?
Some guys staying in the business of some of this stuff that as you get older. They some guys don't. Some guys...
Do you know people that have? Is that where you're going with this?
Because so
I mean, I'd love to hear about it.
We had one former teammate showed up at an event, and it must have been all of us at the same time because we're all at an event where there's alcohol. Going, damn, bro, what did you do to your face? And he just started laughing because he knew and goes, what? He tried to play it off first. He goes, damn, bro, what the hell did you do, man? Your freaking eyes, at least get it done right. You know, I mean, guys are relentless. But you can't do that because I do know somebody at one of the – a lot of great stuff happens at the alumni functions because all the guys are together, and they've been in those fraternities, and they bust each other's chops. But you got to be careful with the wives and the girlfriends. The wives and the girlfriends, you still got to have permission. And the way you get permission is if – somebody you know really well, a woman says, hey, I got this surgery done. How do you like it? What do you think? And then you can answer, right? If she call, and the husband or your friend standing next to her, you go, oh, it looks great. You did, you know, really nice. And even if you don't like it, you go, oh, it looks great. You did a great, it looks great. You can't
I'll be
tell
honest,
her
I don't like. Know the etiquette on this.
What?
Are you supposed to say you don't know about, like, you go, I couldn't tell. I don't know what the etiquette is on this, to be honest.
Well, you don't go there. You just she goes, hey, I got some surgery done. I go, yeah, it looks good.
In a surprising twist, Victor is sending me messages. He knows about this.
Victor?
Yeah, I mean, usually he's more of the
don't say
the enhancing type. But he said Botox
man.
Is big in the male community. I don't think Botox. This is not. We're not talking about Botox. This
no,
is like
the Botox thing is big though. He's right.
Yeah, I know, but
there's
this
a lot
is
of people
like,
Botoxing.
Like we got started with Wayne. Like Wayne Newton's doing more than
no.
Botox.
That's a different. That's a yearly stretch job. That might even be every 6 months where you just take your skin and you just stretch it out again. I mean, his doctor's got to be going, hey, Wayne, I think this is the last one.
I think his doctor's probably doing very well for themselves.
I go, hey, Wayne, I love all your money and you're a great client, but we got to stop. You're frigging it.
Gets a membership.
He just says, you want to do some free ads? Something. Because it's starting to run up. So, you know, you just see things that are funny. Then you're driving home and you're laughing with whoever you're driving with. Like somebody has that awkward moment. And one of my friends is standing. And a lot of guys just come together. And some guys bring their wives to everything. I don't. My wife's not real big on all. So I show up most things by myself, and a lot of guys do. A lot of my buds show up by themselves. And again, some of their wives like to go and get right in the middle, and they're fun. They're great events. The Dolphin events are great.
They're fine. I think this is more of an indictment on you because your behavior, I just think, is...
It's embarrassing to my wife, yes.
No, nothing to do with her. She's great, but it's part you of that. That's the problem.
I do embarrass her with things that I've done. There's no question. I think that was brought up the last couple of days.
Well, you tend to have a few drinks at these events.
You know, a lot of guys, wives want to keep looking good, man. God bless them for wanting to keep looking good. So I can't tell you who it was, but he goes... God. And we're all standing there next to each other, and she's giving the business to, you know, and busting. We're all laughing about stuff. And, you know, another event, you didn't bring your wife. And I go, nah, she didn't want to come. Oh, she, you know, and they give me the business, and I laugh. And so somebody says, hey, how long ago did you get the surgery? And her face, it just like, she went from being one of the guys to got really, really weird.
Oh, man.
Like, and the guy realized that she didn't know whether to go in denial or, and he goes, no, it looks good. No. And he did real quick, oh, it looks good. Because he didn't want her, you know. And so she first goes, well, I really didn't get anything done. Well, I just got a little something done. And he'd been drinking, and he goes, no, you got a lot done, but it's fine. It looks good. Your nose and your, you know, because, you know, we're all getting up there, and a lot of things I go to, it's a 50-plus club now. You know, a lot of those alumni deals, even, you know, Sean and OJ and Troy and all those guys, we call them the next generation of guys, and they're getting older. You know, their kids are getting out of school now and stuff, so... But it was awkward, man. It was an awkward, awkward moment. And the guy, because he had too much to drink, he goes, did you get the nose? Because your nose looks different. So he started, like, doing different parts.
Uh-huh.
And she walked away. She was pissed. And
I could imagine.
It ruined the whole. It was one thing, because he was getting ready to go to lips, too. She did the total package.
Okay.
She apparently whatever she saw in the mirror was not happy with.
Got it. She went the full Wayne Newton.
And well, not that Wayne's that's different. Yeah. To be fair,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, but you know, but he did say, you know. So she walks away.
Who is this, by the way?
So she walks away and she's pissed. She walks away and it wasn't goodbye, guys, and stuff. So right away we look at each other and go, dude, you what an ass clown. What were you doing? Like, why'd you keep going? I really never liked her. Well, I go, dude, it's still like, what are you doing? Why would you keep going on that? I said, dude, and then he goes, did I go too far? You think? You were giving a scouting report on her face. You can't do that. And it was awkward, man. It's one of those that, like, the next time we're all together, and now word spreads, right? All the other guys going, you're not going to believe it.
Well, this is one of the worst things you could do. This is worse than the hair thing.
No, I don't think so. I think...
The hair thing is, like, whatever. I don't think the hair thing's that big of a deal.
I think you can bust guys. You can give guys a hard time. If you see they do something, you can give them a hard time.
How many guys, what's the percentage of guys that are out there doing these things?
I see guys doing the eye tuck thing with the...
An eye tuck?
Well, what I mean is the bags underneath to get rid of them. But, yeah, it was awkward.
Who was this again?
Why do you do that? Because then I say...
Well, because people are guessing. You want me to start reading names?
No, don't. Yeah. Don't. I set up the whole thing, like, you know, play with all these guys in our 20s, we're all together, and 30s, we're all together, and, you know, everybody gets older, and you want to look good, and you keep doing it. And some people get... By the way, you see some of them, and you literally give them a standing ovation. It's so good. Like, I don't know who your doctor was, but they did a great job. That
I'm guessing
great.
We have some good ones in town.
We must have great ones here.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting them done. You ever watch those shows on TV?
Yeah.
The housewife shows? They're stretched out group.
Oh, God.
No, they do a bunch of stuff. I didn't mean it that way.
No, I know what you meant, but...
See, that's why I don't do this stuff, because...
That one was bad.
But, yeah, man, that was an awkward night, and then, you know, the best part is we're watching the whole night, and she goes over to some other people, and then she just leaves. She left, had her a husband behind her, and she left. And it was just, and so we go back. I go, hey, dude, you feel good now? She just left. He goes, oh, my God. I go, dude, you got to apologize, which I hate doing that, too. You got to apologize. Me talking.
I know.
I go, dude, you're
going to. You telling us that must have been really bad.
Dude, you need to apologize and probably not have any more drinks tonight. Probably a good combination, you know, one of those. It's terrible.
When you're forced into that role.
By the way, I'm also the guy that when somebody else goes, what just happened? I go, oh, my God, one of the funniest things I've ever, you know, I'm laughing. But, yeah, man, people, you know, it can be mean when you get into that stuff. So, anyway.
Good story, though, man.
Well, listen, we have seen it all with our group. We really have. We've seen it all. Oh, God. All right. Where do I go now? Hey, the guy threw me off. The guy got the girl Telemundo in like 1 second. Whoever that guy is, what's that? Just tell me what that guy's name is. That got it.
Which guy?
The guy that got the name right on the name of the new rear end for the girl at work.
Oh, I'm not. He didn't put his name on it. Oh, but you want me to say her?
No, don't.
You
please.
Said no.
No, I said no. I don't want to do that. I'm not a.
This guy, by the way, he nailed it. It was pretty impressive. I have no idea who that is, but he named.
Yeah,
he
wants
it.
Me. He must not like her. He goes, please say her name. What a jerky you are. What
well, he called you in the text, he called you Old Uncle Harold.
That doesn't bother me. I've been very open. I mean, my middle name's Harold. Half my uncles are named Harold. It's a first name. Can you imagine?
I don't know why you dislike Harold so much.
Really?
I mean, here's the thing, though. Harold is not the guy that goes and gets plastic surgery. Joe Rose, maybe, but Harold Rose, no. No. Harold Rose is.
Hey man, can we stop this?
I got natural.
We got all kinds of stuff, and we just waste.
By the way, Victor tells me a bunch of camera guys now are getting it.
Camera guys?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what he says. We should have Vic call in and just out all these people.
I know one thing: do not comment unless a woman says to you, "Hey, I just had this done. What do you think? Do you like it?" They know you that well. If they don't, whether it's a sister-in-law, a sister, a wife, but outside of that, you until you
You've
get,
got me scared, though, man. I'm basically, at this point, if I meet one of my wife's friends or someone from work, I just say hello.
Unless you get,
nice to meet you.
Unless you get the green light from that woman to say, how's it look? You just leave
it
alone.
Even then, just don't. I just, you know.
So
refuse to answer the question.
I work with somebody in sports, and I told her one day, and she had some work done on her.
You're pointing at your chest. Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
And I said, hey, we're getting ready to do a show. And I go, man, there's something different. I was looking right in her face. I go, there's something different about you. She goes, F you, Joe. That's all she said. And then we did the show. I didn't say anything. I just looked her right now. I go, man, there's... You know, you just look different. I can't figure it out. She goes, F you.
Good for her.
Yeah. So funny. All right, hey, I want to talk
By the way, you ever come in with one of those things on your face?
Oh, you'd kill me.
We'll post close-up, high-def pictures of you all over social media.
Let me just give you the list. Hawk, Leroy, where do I start with the guys once they see me?
Leroy seems like the kind of guy who would do it.
No, Leroy, call your ass out, though, if you had it done. Leroy, go, Joe.
Would he? But he seems like the kind
Leroy,
of guy who
go,
would
Joe,
go for
Joe, what are you
it?
Doing, man? You're getting old. Just be old.
He wants to stay young.
I want to tell you about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, happen to be really good friends of mine. Boy, I tell you what, when you talk about guys you really know and you like a lot and you get to know them personally a little bit, I'll tell you, if you right now have been injured, automobile accident, at work, and you went to a firm and you just don't feel like you're important. Their communication skills are not very good. And you thought you were going to get one of the partners working on your case for some reason, only to find out that they have other attorneys that handle a lot of cases and they're not real good on getting back to you because they don't have enough information, whatever it is. I'm just telling you, these guys are going to handle your case from start to finish. They got more than 30 years of experience. They're big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back. Matter of fact, go to CohenandJudah.com and read the reviews on what they've been able to do for some of their clients. And it's nice to walk in the door. Those guys shake your hand, and they got you handled. And the communication thing is really important to them, even on a weekend. Think about it. You haven't heard about your case, and you can call on a Saturday. You and your wife are sitting around, and they give you an update right there. Even on a weekend, pick the phone up and take care of you. Go to ConanJudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. Remember this. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. They are really good at what they do. If you're not happy where you are, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah.
Couple of things for you before we get back to it here. First, weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 75 degrees at the moment. 20% chance of rain today, so may rain, may not. And Joe will let people also know that the NASCAR Cup Series is coming to Homestead Miami Speedway. And we've got a chance for you to win tickets to see NASCAR at its finest. High stakes, adrenaline-fueled racing with NASCAR's top drivers. You could win. Just go to the WQAM.com contest page to enter.
All right, Wood. We've got actually a lot of things going on. NFL free agency. Man, that thing just snuck up on us. Negotiations start Monday, which means deals will be done probably Sunday night. So start looking over the weekend if you wonder what the Miami Dolphins are, have a good idea who they're going to have with agents talking and all the leaks out there of everything taking place. Becomes official, by the way, March 12th at 4 p.m., but by then, my God, you'll know a lot more than that by then. So Dolphins, you get a pretty good idea of what they're able to get and how much money, and try to figure that whole thing out for those of you that care, and try to figure out the cap, which can change by freeing up money. And do they feel they need to get some money and restructure Bradley Chubb, restructure obviously your high-paid players? Tua Tagovailoa would be another one. And see what you can try to free up or not. Do they go after a high-end guy? I'll tell you a guy that's really good, but I think he got real expensive off the way he played in the Super Bowl. Actually, a couple of guys. But this defensive tackle, Milton Williams, man, is he good. 26 years old. He made himself some money. A couple of sacks in the pressures and just looked really good. I'm guessing he is going to make himself a lot of money at the defensive tackle position. Now, the problem is we're not big on paying big, big dollars for defensive tackles unless, you know, maybe they think he's really, really good. I don't know. They got a lot of needs, and I'm curious, like everybody else, just try to figure out, because it's not just the front line. You just got to fill in positions. It's not just a cornerback and a couple of safeties and a defensive tackle and a couple of guards and a backup quarterback. I mean, you need another tight end. You need a receiver or two. You only got two running backs under contract. You need a third quarterback, probably like to draft one. And you need some linebackers. You don't have that many linebackers under contract right now, and got to fill that out. So there's a lot of areas, not to mention backups and not just a starting offensive line, but also some key backups, 6, 7, 8. Guy can play guard, tackle, guard, center combination in there as well. So a lot of work to be done. And the Bradley Chubb, wonder if we don't hear something about Bradley Chubb over the next few days before free agency starts up. Try to figure out what they're going to do. I'd love to see it if they could do it financially and a doctor says, hey, Phillips, Chop, and Chubb are all good to go. I'd love to see that three-man rotation of pass rushers. But I don't know how doable it is unless somebody changes. Bradley's got a lot of money coming. A lot of money coming and a big hit against the cap for the last contract he was able to get once he was traded to the Miami Dolphins. So we'll see. That's going to come into play. A bunch of other things going on here as well, and it goes with the Panthers right now. Their trade deadline is Friday at 3 o'clock. Bill Zito has freed up some money, as crazy as it sounds, especially after just recently trading for a defenseman. But he's got himself, by putting Matthew Tkachuk on the long-term injured reserve, they free up money now that won't cost against them, and can still get Matthew Tkachuk back for the playoffs. We've seen some other. I think Kucherov. Didn't Kucherov, that happened with Kucherov in Tampa Bay a few years back, and he was back for the playoffs. Yeah, I think they're going to go for it, man. I think Bill Zito goes, that one move's not it. We're gonna do some more if we get the right guys. So a couple days left on that to see what they're going to go with here down the stretch, knowing that Matthew Tkachuk is out until at least April 16th. That's the end of the season. 5 weeks to get healthy, and plus the time that he's already been off since the tournament that he played in. We got all kinds of news and all kinds of stuff going on here this morning as we're all over the board. It is weird, man. The Heat and the Cavs going to play tonight. That could be a first-round matchup. That could be a first-round matchup, according to see what happens over the next 22 games. But you get a preview of that tonight. And I got to tell you, whether they get an 8 spot or a 7 spot, which would be the Celtics most likely, this is the first time in a long time that I think Heat fans would agree with me that you say you really have no chance to make a big playoff splash. It's not very many years you do it now. We've been spoiled. What Pat and Mickey and Nick and Andy and Spo have put together, the Big Five, with that staff.
Well, you didn't feel that way once during the Jimmy Butler era, right?
Nope.
I know you got knocked out when he got hurt last year, but you didn't feel that way since, what was it, 2020, when you made that run in the bubble.
It's
you had all the Dwayne Wade years before that, right? Well, so you had Dwayne for a while.
We did have a little hole in between there, but not very often.
No, but it wasn't long.
They signed some guys and ended up not being very good 1 year, but they quickly cleaned up that mess and got back on track. But you're right, we had the big three run. Hell, even going back to Timmy and Alonzo, to me, felt like yesterday. Those games, those New York Knicks.
This could be
Knicks
the worst
game.
Heat team since, like, the year they ended up having to draft Michael Beasley when they ended up with the second. Like, that's the last really bad stretch of Heat basketball I can remember.
So, what do you think?
Right?
Yeah, they got some good players. Don't get me wrong. They got some good players. Bam's, you know, always right up there. Tyler's taking a jump in his game for the most part. It's been really good offensively.
That's why I can't figure this thing out, because on paper they don't have a bad roster. That's between Bam and Tyler, you should at the very least be a 500 team, and you have other complimentary pieces.
But
though,
they got some pieces that aren't very complimentary right now that were supposed to be.
I know. Terry Rozier supposed to be a whole heck of a lot better.
I mean, Hawkins has not been very good.
I don't know what happened. A sophomore slump.
Whatever. You can say that. That's your go to now, sophomore slump, whatever.
That's,
I don't know,
fair,
what
isn't it?
I don't know.
Well, what do you mean you don't know?
I thought he was going to get better.
Yeah, he got worse. Sophomore slump. He'll get better the next year.
So anyway,
maybe. Khloe Ware is good. He's been
who?
Khloe Ware's been,
yeah,
a nice,
he's been,
piece.
Been, he's had his ups and downs. He's growing pains. But yeah, the other night he had like 5 blocks in the first half and 4 dunks. Yeah, no, it's nice to have the big guy in the middle, and he'll get better. He looks like he wants to be. You know, and they'll work and help him get better. But, man, it's got nights where it struggles offensively. It's got nights where it struggles on the other end. They hang in there. They have not been a very good team late in games at all. So, it just, you know, I was just thinking last night, going, oh, Heat and Cavs tomorrow night, huh? Just, this could be a matchup coming up when it's all said and done here at the end of the year. And I don't know, Woody. It's just, you keep waiting and thinking there was going to be a next step, and there just hasn't been. This thing has just kind of leveled off to where it is without Jimmy Butler, and wondering how good it could be. It's got its moments, it's got its quarters, but just overall games, it's just not good enough right now.
By the way, I think the Warriors are 9-1 with Jimmy in the lineup.
Yeah, Jimmy didn't play the other night and they lost. You're right. So I think they won last night.
They beat the Knicks 114-102.
That's a good win. I think that was in New York, too.
It was in New York.
Jeez.
This does not look, man, the Heat are going to get the raw end of this deal, obviously, right? That seemed like kind of a given.
I don't. He's obviously fit in with what they do. You know, he's not putting up big numbers.
Look, Jimmy's good for a while until things don't go his way.
He's going to be good for a while.
He was great here for a while.
he's not.
If it didn't go his way.
He's going to be fine. Know. He's going to be fine. He got a new $100 million a year contract coming up after this year. He'll be good to go. And I think also playing with Steph Curry and Draymond Green, he seems to have a little more juice to him, man.
He did this when he got here. Remember, he left the last – he came from Philly to come here, right? And he was a mess in Philly. He comes here.
Did he come from Philly or did he come from Minnesota?
I don't know, man. He was in both
of them
real quick. I think it was Philly, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it was Philly. But he
– The Minnesota thing's one of the classiest – I mean, that was one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen.
The gym thing with Rachel.
And then Rachel pops out of nowhere and –
Well, she was probably already there.
She got a heads up on what he was going to do ahead of time.
Something like that. But yeah, man, I mean, the guy comes in.
Are you trying to insinuate something else?
I'm not. The guy comes in here, right? He was a mess, the old place. He gets rejuvenated here, and he plays for a while until, you know, it didn't go his way. And
now this is the best place he's ever played, and he loves it.
Until something happens that, you know, upsets him.
Well, there are a lot of people think they got a chance. I'll tell you who else playing great. The Lakers are friggin'. Well, the Lakers like 2 or 3 now in the West.
Hey man, is there any better story in sports than what's happening to the Dallas Mavericks?
Oh, the NBA gods have not been nice to them.
Oh my God,
that's a bad one. Hey, we got to go to break.
They
here,
raised
Woody.
their season ticket prices on
that,
people.
By the way, how
they
bad
did
was
it?
That?
So you raise your season ticket prices the next day. The last remaining star you have, his knee explodes.
Isn't that amazing? It's almost like they're saying, look, we know you're going to come, so just pay the damn price and shut up.
I wonder how many people actually canceled. I know they said people could cancel their tickets. I wonder how many people actually did that.
That thing's a PR nightmare, yes. That is, to where they were and so good in the playoffs and so fun to watch in the playoffs. Remember they were calling Kyrie?
And he's a very talented player.
Those guys played great together. They were dominating games.
They
were calling them
the
best
finals.
Guard combo in Luka, the way they were playing.
Luka's one of the best players we've seen in a long time, man. He's in that conversation. He's a top player in the league. He took his team to the finals last year. I get that he's maybe a few pounds overweight.
Right.
But my God, you can't just give up on a guy like that.
Don't worry about it.
In his prime?
Don't worry about it.
Not even in his prime.
Because the great is working on his weight right now. LeBron's trying to get it working wise. They're playing great together. Hey, I want to talk to you about the Marlins, man. Spring training's going on right now, but opening day is right around the corner. Going to happen this month. Baseball's back March 27th. Face off against the Pirates, and you never seen an opening day like this before. It's Marlins baseball infused with the best of 305 to create opening day. Get ready for the hottest fiesta in Miami featuring the biggest names on and off the field. South Florida legend Dan Marino is going to make a trip down there, throw out the first pitch, get ready to celebrate Sandy's comeback season. And stay tuned for surprise icons lighting up the post-game concert. This is a can't-miss global event. It's happening right here in Miami. Don't miss the biggest party of the season. Nothing like opening day. The whole world is invited to get their tickets today. Go to marlins.com/tickets.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
Well, I will let you know, Joe, we do have Heat tickets to give away at some point during the show here, so we'll do that.
Chicago Bulls game coming up. All right,
well,
good.
You keep checking your email. This is wild. You're like finishing my sentences.
Hey, man, I got a lot of time.
I told you during the break, I said Michael Conti's got some good news, and you go, I mean, you finished my sentence.
I had
you,
it.
You knew it. I mean, you were like, you checked your email.
On top of things, that's what I do, Woody. Just doing it.
Nice to see mortgage rates coming down a little bit. By the way, that's very good news there.
Yes.
Speaking of good news, LeBron James, the first with 50,000. Everything he does, by the way, is going to be a first as far as points go. 50,000 points in the NBA regular season and playoffs. LeBron, of course, is 40 years old and widely considered the greatest player of all time.
I don't get mad anymore about that, Woody. I got to tell you what he's doing. You may not like what he has to say sometimes, but as far as a role model and the way he plays and how much he enjoys playing to be this good, this late in his career, and the way he's defending and getting that team, he's not just showing up just so he can get his stats. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy freaking wants to win another champion. I have a lot of respect for him. I do. Yep. I know it's not real popular with some of you out there. Freaking LeBron is what he's doing. I know the Golden State thing's talked about, being a Northern California guy myself, but that story down south is big time.
By the way, he's in that documentary, that new one on Netflix. You haven't watched it yet. I think it's called Going for Gold, the USA basketball one. It was the most recent Olympics, and they actually feature some of the foreign teams on there as well. It's really good. It's on Netflix. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I also had 10 hours worth of flying, so it was pretty easy to kill. But all right, we keep moving here, Joe. 2026 World Cup. The final will be at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. They can't call it MetLife Stadium, I guess, for the soccer tournament. So they're going to call it New York, New Jersey Stadium during the World Cup.
That's fine.
Yeah, FIFA, I suppose, a little money hungry, so they're going to go after every dollar they can. That's like their thing. But nevertheless, Joe, they have decided that they are going to have a Super Bowl-type halftime show during the World Cup final.
Of course, they should.
They should.
Huge event, man. The biggest event.
And the best part of this, the best news perhaps, Joe, is that Coldplay will help advise FIFA to produce the show.
Because Coldplay's done so many big events to help him.
Yeah, and they're really good. So, yeah, good choice of...
I'm not a big Coldplay fan.
I know you're not. No. I don't want to see you at their concert. Concerts. They're doing multiple.
Down here?
Yeah. I don't want to see you over there.
You won't have to worry about seeing me at that one. You got a better chance of seeing me at Michael Bublé is where you have a good chance of seeing
what
me.
What about Post Malone's coming?
I might go see Posty.
I think there are a lot of tickets available for that one.
Yeah, right.
He may not be a stadium guy. I don't know.
He's an arena guy. You know what? When you look in that mirror and the people around you, you got to have that reality check. Am I an arena guy or am I a stadium guy?
I don't know a ton about him. I did see him do he was Kurt Cobain in like a Nirvana redo or whatever.
Yeah.
Did you catch that by any chance?
No.
He's pretty good. I mean, he's a talented guy, but I mean, he's not Coldplay.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Seven friggin' times. Okay, go
ahead. All right. And our final one here, Joe, this is really weird, man. This whole back and forth between Hard Knocks and now North Carolina football. Have you seen this?
I saw a little bit on it. What's that all about?
Initially, what happened was none of the teams in the NFL want any part of this offseason Hard Knocks. Because remember the Giants did it? And it went like really, really poorly for
them.
Yeah,
considering a big part of it was the running back who just got a new contract who set records.
So it went really poorly for them. And all the teams were like, we don't want any part of this because...
That was a PR nightmare. Wow, was that a bad one.
Yeah. By the way, I would love to see a Dolphins.
How did the Giants and Jets get so dysfunctional at the same time? It's incredible.
Apparently,
the only thing fitting right now is Aaron Rodgers goes to the Giants. You got to admit.
No.
Aaron Rodgers plays for the Giants.
I was going to bring this up to you. So something came across the screen yesterday, very startling. And they said that the Giants could trade up and take Cam Ward, but that Aaron Rodgers was also on the table to come in and either be like the backup or the starter or whatever, let Cam sit. And please keep Aaron Rodgers away from Cam Ward. Please. Like, if there's anything, I don't care where Cam Ward ends up, as long as it's not with Aaron Rodgers. Just please, man, don't do it to him.
I just feel like, and I don't know, I just think Aaron Rodgers so badly wants to be Tom Brady. So badly. Or close to him. And it just hasn't worked out.
Are they? But they're not buddies, are they?
They've done events together. I see them do golfing events together.
I don't think anyone's friends with Aaron Rodgers except for Davante Adams. Davante Adams might be the only person on planet Earth that likes Aaron Rodgers. You think about that. His family hates him, right? Every girl he's ever dated seems to say that he ruined
their lives. I don't think
the
family hates him. I think the family would love to have a much better relationship with him.
So, again, Davante Adams could be the only person in the world that likes him
on a personal level. And I know none of the media people like to talk about it, and it's nobody's business. I mean, the family stuff, and I'm not exactly functional when it comes to families. I'm not doing great myself from time to time, but it's the weirdest thing is that unless they're fooling me, you know, they're one town away from me, that from where I grew up, that they could be that bad of people that he can't get it worked out with them to make up with your mom and your dad. Because one day they die and you're like, yeah, never did get that worked out. Just weird.
Yeah.
I don't know, Woody. Maybe Aaron I look
Rodgers
at it
is a tough.
Maybe I look at it differently. I don't
guy.
Know.
All right. Anyway, we kind of got off the track here.
Oh,
but
you did that to me. You got
anyway,
me
no Hard Knocks offseason, it looks like here, Joe. But Belichick is still interested in being the subject of a behind the scenes all access series.
Great. Of course he should. Great PR. Great for recruiting. He should do all that stuff. If he didn't learn that from Nick Saban,
damn it, that thing's gonna be interesting to watch.
Exactly.
I mean, obviously, it'd be rooting for him to fail miserably.
I think everybody wants to see how he's going to be now working for the first time in a zillion years with 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds.
Victor tells me, by the way, that's all stadiums. Like, Hard Rock will be Miami Stadium, SoFi will be L.A. Stadium, and, and on from there.
Didn't know that. I mean, we got semifinal games? Is that what you – do we have semifinal, right, for the World Cup?
Maybe.
I don't know why I asked you that. Yeah. You just do
– it's here. I don't know. You going to that?
Of course I'm going to that. I got to make sure I keep friends over there somewhere. I got to make sure I get tickets for that.
Yeah, you're a big soccer fan, yeah.
I didn't say that. It's just the event.
You just want to be there. I didn't even say you were there.
I always got to take shots. Everything's
are you
going to
keep the ticket? You,
that's why you
get
run
the ticket
home
graded,
when you're done.
You say,
so
I was at the World
you.
Cup.
I was getting dinner the other night, and the guy was like wanting to kick your ass again.
We at Bo's place?
Yeah. How'd you know? I went to Bo's place, and that guy that's there, great guy.
How's the food over there?
He can't. He said, I wish you would have brought Woody. I want to like let him have it.
I'm waiting for Bo to invite me. I'll go.
We're not going. We're not taking you. It's too nice a restaurant. You can't do that. It's not going to happen. All right.
I mean, this is where you usually say, I'll take your wife, but not you.
No, I didn't say that. I did say nice things about your wife while you were gone.
Oh, thank you so
much. Hey, we've got the 8 o'clock hour.
She appreciates
coming.
It. She's an avid listener. She appreciates it.
Yeah, no, I know she does. I mean, sometimes, you know, somebody might say something to her. All right. Hey, I do want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Well, I'll tell you what. He did have good news. Fixed rates in the fives, Joe. Fixed rates in the fives. So, like, first-time home buyers, fixed rates in the fives, man. If you just need a mortgage quickly and you want to get the lowest rates, man, Michael Kotze is going to get you fixed rates in the fives right now. Help you out, man. I'm telling you right now, this guy is it's all about great service. If you're self-employed, you've been declined by the banks, don't worry. Michael Kotze's got a program for you. I always tell everybody this, if we go right to it, go to Google reviews on the web and find out Choice Mortgage reviews, what they're saying about Michael Kotze, and you're going to see great service. This guy works 7 days a week, even on the weekends. You're out, find a place you like, want to get that mortgage done quickly, want to get approved quickly, get all that stuff done, and Michael Kotze is all over it, all over. It's all about great service. All the things you need quickly, getting it done with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Like a reverse mortgage, more popular than ever for folks over 62. You and your spouse are 62 or older. You qualify. Sitting there with all that equity in your home and you could really use it. Let Michael Kotze take care of you. Really has no life. He does work 7 days a week. Call or text him. 561-441-2730. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. 35 years in the business. Michael Kotze is waiting for you right now to help you out.